96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. For the first time in 4 years, Howard University Hospital is operating in the black. Today, Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick announced that at the close of the fiscal year in June of this year, the hospital showed a surplus of $4 million. That's just one of several stories we're talking about today with Dr. Frederick as he sits down to discuss all things Howard University. If you have a question or comment, lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside, of course, of the D.C. calling area, number is the same, 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR. Or follow us on Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR. Dr. Frederick, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for having me, as always.
Big day for the hospital with this announcement.
Yeah, big day for the university. You know, the hospital is a division of the university and has obviously gone through some difficult times financially recently. We have stuck to our mission of serving the underserved and bringing quality care to the citizens of the District of Columbia. And that's a commitment that we've had. We've been looking at a population health management strategy, which involves trying to treat patients in the areas they are in. So the patients in Ward 7 and 8, we really believe that they need ambulatory care services. There, right now, obviously, there are facilities such as Unity and obviously United Medical Center where they're getting their care. But we believe that we can leverage and bring even more to that opportunity. And so having our hospital operate in a fiscally profitable manner and operationally sound is a key aspect of our ability to do that and to enhance the services that we provide. And we see that 2 years ago, the hospital lost about $55, $56 million. And today we're happy to report that this past fiscal year, the hospital made a small profit of about $4.2 million.
Mm-hmm. How were you and the management team at the hospital able to do that? Because $54, $55, $56 million is a lot of money. And to turn that around in what some would consider a short period of time is interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, but, well, you know, first thing is many players. So the key components are starting with the staff, the employees of the hospital, really have committed to trying to provide the best care and to do some things differently so that we can be more efficient. And they have really been on board with that. Our union workers, both with the nurses and the rest of the employees, have really stepped up to the plate as well and really made some adjustments in how they deploy their workforce as well and engage with the administration. That has been very helpful. Paladin Healthcare has to get a lot of credit. That's the management company we hired in October of 2014. I think that was a shrewd decision, and they have brought a certain level of expertise. So, you know, their president, Joel Friedman, I'm very grateful for the activity they've had. And then when you look at specifically the care the doctors are giving and the operations that we have been looking at, the revenue cycle, which is the activity of billing and collecting, has been much better, et cetera. Now, that's not to say that everything is perfect. Let me just be clear about that, and I want to make sure that all listeners recognize that we have a lot of work still to do to get to where we ideally would like to be. But we couldn't get there without being able to invest the appropriate resources in the areas and the things that we have to do better. And we certainly have been doing that.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking to Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick about the news today for Howard University Hospital and some other issues regarding Howard University and current events. Lots to talk about. So if you have a question or a comment, give us a call at 202 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. How has the hospital been able to make adjustments as healthcare changes, whether it has to do with doctors, insurers, and the like?
Well, you know, one thing that's obvious is that providing a wide breadth of services in an acute care setting for services that can be taken care of in an ambulatory setting is something that we can no longer do as a healthcare system. It's a big driver of cost. So the more things that you do in the emergency room or that you have to admit people for and the longer they stay, all of those things contribute to cost. And so the healthcare system in general, not to oversimplify it, has to shrink the number of acute care events that are taking place throughout the system and or any catastrophic events, God forbid, you want to avoid those. So I'll give you an example. Diabetes is an example. If you can have patients show up in the emergency room on a Monday after watching weekend football games and getting down about the score and having a little too much cake or a little too much beer. And those patients can show up in diabetic ketoacidosis and get admitted, and that can turn into an intensive care unit admission, et cetera, et cetera. Our diabetes treatment center now has the capacity and ability to interrogate those patients' finger stick at home. So they can check their finger stick. We can get an alert if the finger stick result is very high. And as a result of that, we can make recommendations that would prevent that person from having to show up in the ER. Those are the types of things, just as an example, that we have to be doing more of so that the people who really do show up at the hospital need to be there. You know, someone catches the flu or common cold. Those are things you want to treat appropriately as opposed to having people come to the emergency room, which in our culture, unfortunately, has been an overused area.
We get a lot of that.
Yeah.
And it's time-consuming, and it's also... And it's also expensive.
It's extremely expensive because those professionals, nurses, physicians, et cetera, are really trained to treat major issues. And the more we clog our system with more minor issues that can be taken care of elsewhere or prevented, for that matter, then the more burden on the system. If we can prevent somebody from becoming diabetic, if we can prevent somebody from having heart disease, we actually put money back into the system.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, talking to Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick about all things Howard University. And we're also going to talk about some current events as well. Let me go to the phone lines. Council Member Yvette Alexander, Ward 7 here in the district. How are you? Thanks for calling.
Thank you. How are you, Harold?
I'm doing just fine. It's a pleasure to have you on the line.
I wanted to personally congratulate Dr. Frederick on behalf of the Council of the District of Columbia. As he knows, I chair the Committee on Health, and I know the great work that the hospital has done and some of the challenges, so I'm really excited about it. He knows I'm a cheerleader for Howard University and Howard University Hospital. And I'm really hoping, you know, whether I'm on the council or not, that they get to partner with United Medical Center for a new hospital. I really do.
You mentioned that today in the press conference about partnerships.
Yeah. You know, first, Mr. Fisher, I've got to take the privilege of the mic and just say how deeply appreciative I am of the support and sage advice that Council Member Yvette Alexander has provided to me and to the university in general around this specific issue. Her leadership has been very, very vital in terms of guiding us around the issue of making sure that we were fiscally responsible at our hospital. She was very clear about that, and I think we feel proud that taking some of the advice that she has given us has helped us with this. Any partnership that we get into has to provide two things. We have to be able to serve the underserved community, and obviously in 7 and 8, because of the lack of an acute care facility with all of the appropriate subspecialties and an ambulatory care program that is expansive throughout both wards, That is not a realization yet. So that's one of the things that we at Howard University are committed to. The second is we send more African Americans to medical school than anyone in this country. We have the only dental school in the district. We have the only college of pharmacy in the district. As a result, I think it is imperative that we leverage that on behalf of the District of Columbia as well. And so this is not just about medicine, but it's about healthcare services in general. And so my commitment is to make sure that we continue to do that. And I appreciate Council Member Alexander's support.
Well, certainly, it's good to hear from you, Council Member Alexander. Thank you so much for listening to the program and giving us a call. I need to take a break. Lines are still open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you're on the line, please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program. That includes Lynn from Silver Spring. We're going to talk to you next. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3. WHUR lines are still open. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.